Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, and this is Agenda Weekly. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I really appreciate it. I hope you've had a good week, and I hope you have a nice weekend celebrating July 4th, a very special day in our country's history. Now, I know a lot of you have been sent this video by family and friends because we've asked all our subscribers to do that. And so I wanted to real briefly just tell you what Agenda Weekly is all about before we get into the episode for this week. I was a state representative in Idaho back in 2008 and started to see things that were going on that didn't make any sense. And I thought, well, why are things always going the wrong direction? Why have they been going the wrong direction my entire life, regardless of who's been in office? It just seemed we were always losing ground. So I decided I'm going to make a documentary and trying to answer the question, has the changes that have taken place in America been purposeful, or are they just an accident? And as I dug in and studied, I found they've been purposeful. And I made a film called Agenda, Grinding America Down. We had over 25 million people watch that film, and it started to wake many people up to the purposefulness behind the collapse, the purposefulness behind the different people and groups that had been working for generations to tear down our families and our institutions and to capture all the institutions of influence like media, Hollywood, education, and everything, and to use those to change us as a people from within. That's what that movie was about. It showed the history of why we were sitting where we were sitting. And so that was that film. Then a couple years later, I made Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. And that film showed then the agenda moving into modern times, how they'd captured the environmental movement, just in all the different things going on inside the evangelical church, and how they were trying to destroy the economy purposefully to make us dependent on them, and on it went. But those two films just took off and spread all over the country. And as we traveled as a family, I realized most people, even on our side, that are conservative, like-minded people, they didn't really know what was going on. They'd watch news, you know, 30 hours a week, but there's so much false narratives out there and false fake news, as Trump used to say. There's so much of that out there, it's hard sometimes to know what's really going on. But that's what Agenda Weekly is all about. Each week, I make a video on a specific topic to help you better understand an issue, something you need to understand to share with others and to influence others. And then we have a news brief that goes through all the different key events of that week. So you can read that and go, okay, now I know the key things that went on this week. We have prayer and action items, because we realize there's no point in education if it doesn't result in action. And as Christians, we should be praying about what's going on, but we should also be acting. And then we have other videos and articles that we found really interesting during the week that we thought you might want to be aware of as well. But that's what Agenda Weekly is. It's our heart in doing it was to save you time so you have more time to act. So you could watch our stuff 45 minutes a week, read through the news brief, and then have some things you can be doing to make a difference. And it's been a great blessing. We get emails every week from people all over the country saying, thank you. I have so much more time now. I don't have to watch the news every single day, all day long. I have more time to act and to make a difference and to influence the next generation. Well, that's what this is all about. Those that are subscribers, of course, as you know, we're asking you to share this episode this week with all the different things we offer, and the link is below to do that. But we need your help in reaching more like-minded people, the people you know that we don't know, and hopefully to swell our subscriber base so we have more funds available to make a bigger difference in what we're doing. But we appreciate you greatly. This week's episode is going to be on all the things the left has done over the last 6 or 7 years that you're aware of, but they meant them for evil. They meant to try to destroy, but how they've been turned for good. And I'm going to talk about many different things. You'll be shocked how many things really are going in our direction, and how there's a positive movement, there's an awakening going on, and it's very encouraging. But one of you sent me this little article here that kind of explains the battle we've been in. If you leave the gate open, the cow will wander off. So if you intentionally leave the gate open, you want the cow to wander off. It was intentional. And that, of course, is what Agenda Weekly is all about. It's showing the intentional nature of what the left is doing. It's not an accident that they are pumping up inflation and that they're having shortages and these things. We've, for so many years, all thought, these people just don't get it. They're ignorant. They're not ignorant. They're geniuses of strategy, and they have a goal to take America down. Okay, and we're in a war for our country. And so, but this little article was just very so descriptive in explaining that. If you cut police budgets, you'll get more crime on the streets. That's obvious. So if you intentionally cut police budgets, you want more crime on the streets. That's what we always have to understand. These aren't ignorant actions to defund the police. They're purposeful actions, and they have had a tremendous influence for bad in our country. If you cut back the supply of oil, gas prices will go up. So if you intentionally cut back the supply of oil, you wanted gas prices to go up. If you leave the southern border wide open, you get more drug trafficking and human trafficking. So if you intentionally leave this border wide open, you wanted more drug and human trafficking. And that's what we have to understand in all this. It's time we recognize the evil people behind the old man. They want crisis. They want chaos. They want riots. They want conflicts in your town because they are dead set on grinding America down. And that's what they've been doing. But God has used the destruction to wake the troops, and good things are coming from it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You're going to be shocked at how many things are really starting to turn in the right direction. But thank you so much for joining me again this week. I truly believe the evil plans are really backfiring in many areas, and here's a few of them. Remember in 2016, when right after the election, Hillary and everybody else was saying, Trump stole the election. These elections aren't safe. They're not fair. He tampered with them. And then they came up with the whole, you know, Russian collusion hoax. And for years we're pushing that. And they were doing these evil things, but it started to wake people up. Over those years, from 2017 to 2019, the media completely lost all its credibility among most people. Most people don't believe the media anymore, and the polls show that. But that was because they kept attacking Trump on everything. Even when he did something good, they turned it as if it was evil, and people started to see that. And then he came up with the great tagline, fake news. And that's something that simple helped people go, you're right, it is fake news. They're always saying the opposite of what's really going on. They're always interpreting things through the lens of a radical leftist worldview. And so, again, they meant it for evil. They were attacking him because they're evil. But then it opened the eyes of millions of Americans. Millions, tens of millions are awake today that weren't in 2017 when he came to office because they saw, wait a minute, something's wrong here. So that was some of the things that were happening between 2016 and 2019. Then, of course, in 2020, COVID. The lockdowns and inconsistent COVID policies, people were realizing that it was about authority and it never was about following the science because the elite science is constantly changing and it never was about public health or safety. And so they meant those lockdowns for evil, and there was a lot of evil that came from them. Hundreds of thousands of businesses went out. But because of that, as people saw that, they started to wake up, more and more people. So the good that came from that is people started to realize these people are not following the science. They're evil. They're trying to destroy our country. And the people started to see that. And I think in the future, if they try to do that again, there's going to be so much resistance because we saw it was all a lie. It didn't go along with the studies that had been done on masks or distancing or lockdowns. Even some of the top medical journals have now said lockdowns do nothing to stop the spread of a virus. Well, we knew that ahead of time, but now people are starting to see that. So that's a positive. People are not going to be near as prone to just follow whatever they say to do anymore, which is great. Then, of course, the summer of 2020, defund the police and mass shootings and riots and gun control. What's wonderful about that, they allowed these cities to get out of control. where the crime rates would just soar because they were defunding the police. They were cutting down the police. Who would want to be a policeman when you are just treating them like garbage? But the fruit of that, which was evil, was people, millions of people, went out and bought a gun for the very first time in their life because they realized, I can't count on the police to protect me anymore. I can't count on those who I've elected to represent me to set up a safe society where there's law and order and it's being upheld. And so, you know, then there's mass shootings. And they say, oh, we got to get the guns because of that. And people are like, no, because there's mass shootings, we will never give up our guns, no matter what. And so, again, they create the circumstances that cause these things to happen, but it's backfiring on them. Where instead of people going, oh yeah, there was a mass shooting, we better get rid of the guns, most people are saying, no, because there was a mass shooting, I need to go buy another AR-15 because I'm going to have to defend my family and my neighbors and those I love. Also in 2020, then as they closed the schools, the kids all came home. But what happened was the parents were home too because everything had been locked down. And they started to watch what their children were learning online. They got to hear the teachers talking. They got to see the curriculum and what was going on. And they started to realize, this is garbage. This isn't reading, writing, and arithmetic. This is far leftist propaganda. They're trying to destroy my children. And so parents started going to the school board meetings and standing up and protesting, how dare you try to indoctrinate our children like this? And the homeschool movement, which had been about 3 million, jumped up to almost 6 million overnight. 3 million more kids came out permanently. And we need to continue to fight for that. We need to get another 20 million kids out and homeschooling where they can bond with their parents. They can learn real things that will really benefit them in being successful in life. But that was, again, something they meant for evil. They closed the schools, and so it wrecked a generation where they wouldn't get their education, but it opened the eyes of the parents. And everyone saw what we'd been saying all along. The point of the schools is to dumb the children down and make them immoral. Then as we slid into the fall of 2020, and they started changing all the election laws because of COVID, this is so deadly, we better all change the way we do things. They stole the 2020 election, and we saw that, and we were like, oh, that's terrible, and it was a terrible thing. So something evil and sinister they did to steal an election, but because of that, people started waking up, and they started to go, wait a minute, I want my vote to count, and so it all of a sudden started to get people involved like they should have been all along in poll watching and everything, and so since then, the elections, there's been so many conservative-minded people there to watch, it makes it a lot harder for them to be corrupt in that. There's been documentaries and hearings that have been coming out now each month where more people are seeing proof. Yes, the election was stolen, clearly. Well, I'm telling you, everyone that sees that stuff and all of a sudden realizes how evil their own government is and those in power are, is wonderful. It's another person that will be a warrior on our side from here on out. And so again, they meant it for evil. And one blessing of them stealing the election is Trump didn't remain in office. And you say, well, that wasn't good. The good from it was this. Biden got to be president. And everyone is seeing their policies do not work at any level on any issue. It hurts everybody. And so that's a positive, again, that came from an evil. And on all these different issues, what continued to happen as people saw the media always going along with the party line, always pushing the narrative of the radical left, they started to lose more and more control. CNN now has like 400,000 total viewers a week. Well, that's not as much as a lot of just little YouTube channels of people just throwing out their comments. More people watch thousands of different people on the internet than the entire CNN network. That's how much credibility they've lost, and that's a blessing. That's good that came from them always telling lies, which was evil. People finally realized they were lies because so much truth had come out, and so they don't listen. We saw that the Department of Justice was rotten to the core. The FBI and the CIA, they're corrupt criminal enterprises where they were using them to destroy the president of the United States, Trump, while he was in there. And now Biden is using them as his own secret police, like Stalin would have done. And so we see, okay, this, again, it's evil what they're doing. They're arresting innocent law-abiding citizens. They're pressing charges on people. But every day, more and more people hear those stories, and documentaries are coming out on them and things where they see. And so they don't trust anymore, which is wonderful. As they start to lose control, where people realize, no, the FBI is evil to the core, then they lose more and more credibility. And at some point, hopefully, we'll be able to reform those things. Then, as we came into 2021, January 6th, we saw them lie about and repeat lies over and over again. They said there had been an armed insurrection and four police officers died, which, of course, is a total lie. No police officers died. They killed four of the Trump supporters that were there, one of them being Ashley Babbitt, who was shot, but there was three other ones that were beaten by the police to death that nobody talks about. And so, but millions of Americans started to see, wait a minute, that's a lie. They've covered this thing up. 20 FBI agents were there undercover. And then they haven't arrested these other people that we have videos of them stirring people up, trying to cause problems, and on it goes. And so when people see that double standard, like they're seeing right now, I mean, just over the last couple of weeks, because of Roe v. Wade being overturned, we have elected congressmen and senators calling for insurrection to ignore the government, ignore the Supreme Court, and do whatever you want. They're taking over Capitol buildings. They're doing those things. So people see that right in the middle of the January 6th committee hearings, where how many people died? Nobody. What was done? Just a little bit of damage by a few people out of the million plus people there. Just a handful went in and broke a few things and stuff. No one tried to burn down the building. No one tried to do anything of any significance except the 20 FBI agents and some of the other Antifa and BLM members that were in there. And so, but people hate hypocrisy, and they see that double standard. They see right in the middle of the committee hearings, Nancy Pelosi's and other people are calling for an insurrection openly. And what does the FBI do about that? Nothing. They're still hunting down people from January 6th. Some people they've arrested and put in jail now for a year and a half did not even go inside the building. That's how evil they are and rotten to the core. But it's waking people up. God's turning it for good. People are saying, our government is evil. We are done listening to them. We are done having anything to do with them, and we must remove them from power. Then after January 6th, the vaccines started coming out more and more, and they started mandating them. And by the way, every single one of the mandates have been overturned in the court since then. But they started pushing it on people, and they said, you have to do this. So that was evil of them doing that. But a lot of people finally stood up because they realized, I'm not doing that. And so you started to get a stronger resistance because they actually had to do something to resist. They had to sacrifice something. I'm not going on airplanes, or I'm not doing this. I'm willing to do that. And so that strengthened our side. And now the polls show that probably at least 50% of the people that did get the shots are regretting it. Because the studies are all coming out showing they were toxic, they were dangerous. And so, and now they're trying to get down to six-month-old babies to take these shots. Well, there's going to be death and destruction from that, but God's going to turn it for good, because every one of those families that has a little baby die because of the shot stuff. They're going to realize these people are evil, and they're going to come onto our side and be warriors for the truth for the rest of their life. And then we've had millions of adverse reactions. Well, I guarantee you this, everybody that's had an adverse reaction is probably, most of them are now more conservative-minded, more open to listening to truth instead of talking heads. And that's a blessing. That's a good thing. Our ranks are swelling as the more lies are told and the more proof that comes out in the pudding by their actions are just destroying everything around everybody. Everybody's suffering because of them. It's great when that happens. the fruit of it is people wake up. And then, of course, summer of 2021, they really started pushing the transgender agenda at a whole different level. They started saying that men could participate in women's sports, biological males. And they started doing things that were throwing 50% of our population of the world under the bus, women. They'd always said, we're for women. And then they all the women in the world saw, no, they're not. They're not for us. They're totally against us. They could care less. They're not even giving us the credibility of being ones that can have babies. No, anyone can have a baby. Any man can have a period and all these things. And women see that. And no matter how liberal you are, you start to go, that's crazy. What are they talking about? And a little boy is a little boy, no matter what he does, whatever surgeries he has. And a little girl is a little girl and always will be the rest of their life. Science says you're XX or you're XY. And if you're XX, you'll be a little girl the rest of your life, no matter how you mutilate your body. And if you're XY, you'll be a little boy your entire life because every cell in your body is stamped with that male genome. And it doesn't matter what you do to mutilate yourself, you will always be that. But the left is pushing that on our children and on our country. And there's starting to be more and more of a backlash because women realize that's a crazy lie. Men realize it's a crazy lie. And parents start to realize they are trying to groom and destroy my children. I'm hoping and praying we're going to just see an exodus from the government schools 10 times what we've seen in the past. And I think it's possible. People have finally had enough because they pushed the lies too hard and too fast, and people weren't ready for that kind of nonsense. And so again, that's a good thing that's coming about. Lots of people are standing up for a lot of different issues that we're talking about here. And anytime you get someone to stand up for once in their life and say no, it's so good because they realize from then on, I can say no. I can speak truth. I can say what I feel is right, and I don't care what anybody else thinks about it. And so as we do that, it just keeps swelling the ranks. And of course, ever since Biden took office, they've done everything in their power to collapse the economy, to destroy the supply chains, to create inflation. And people are realizing they need, because of that, to have more things of real value. People are exiting the big blue cities and states by the hundreds of thousands. People are getting more in touch with their community, with their food. Everyone's wanting to be less dependent on China, our enemy for everything. So companies are starting to move to other places or back to America. Way more people are prepping now because they realize the system is corrupt. We cannot count on it. That's wonderful. That's a great thing coming. People starting to take responsibility for their own food, their own housing, their own energy. The Federal Reserve corruption all being exposed. They don't have a clue about economic things. They really do. They're purposefully causing what they have caused. But people are starting to lose trust in that. And so if they try to push a digital currency, I think a lot of people say, no, we're getting out of that system. We're going to just use Bitcoin or something else. But we don't want any part of your shenanigans. You are purposely stealing our wealth by creating so much inflation we can't even make ends meet, which, of course, as I talked about in Agenda, that was one of their key goals. The reason they want inflation, they want economic hard times, is it creates dependency on government, which is them. And the more people are dependent on them, the more people are going to vote Democrat because you have to. They've destroyed your business. They've destroyed everything around you. So you are like, I need my free check every month, so I better vote for them because they'll give me a free check. And so it's a way to enslave the population while acting like you're doing something good for them or you're helping them. But people are seeing through all that. They're seeing it, and it's really powerful what's happening. We've seen over the last couple of weeks Roe versus Wade being overturned. And for the first time, we have really seen the veneer come off of them caring about women's situation and women, you know, that are in hard situations, and you know, abortion should be safe but rare. All the nonsense that they always said for so long. We see it's a total lie. They love killing unborn children. And they know it's that. I've been watching some of the rallies where they're saying, we have a right to kill our children. We have a right to kill our children. They're chanting that, thousands of women. Oh, so you do know what you're doing. So we were giving you the benefit of the doubt. Oh, they're ignorant. They don't understand. That's a human being or something. Maybe they just don't get it. Maybe they're not smart enough to understand that if a baby comes out, that means that's what was in there, a baby. And you shouldn't kill a human baby because they're made in the image of God and their value is priceless. And who cares about your situation? It means nothing. You shouldn't be sleeping around like that if you don't want to have children. And so their lies have been exposed. There's always been an adoptive family waiting to take every single baby that's been aborted. Happy to. The waiting list at adoption agencies is massive. And they weren't wanting to do that. They want to kill that baby. They don't want anything to do with it. But we're really seeing the satanic nature of the left. They love death. They love mutilating small children in the transgender community. They love mentally destroying and manipulating young children into believing lies about everything. That's all that's taught in the government schools today is lies on origins, on economics, on everything. And so we finally can see now clearly it's satanic. We knew it was satanic all along. When you're killing 60 plus million little babies while they're still inside their mother's womb, that's satanic. But we see how satanic they are. The Roe v. Wade being overturned, of course, is a good thing. It's going to allow states now to decide how that's going to work. We still need to work at the federal level to make abortion a crime nationwide because it is murdering a child. So that's something we need to work toward, a constitutional amendment to protect all life. We're endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it has nothing to do with my body, my choice. We don't care about their body. We care about the baby's body. And so we still need to keep working toward that. But some states now are going to have no abortions, which is wonderful. And we need to thank the Lord for that, but keep fighting for a federal amendment that protects all life because they're made in the image of God and they're priceless in value. But again, I think that happening was a gift that I think a lot of people didn't expect. But to energize our side and say, you know what? 50 years of saying, we don't want this going on in our country, finally paid off. God bless those efforts. I never thought that would happen in our lifetime. And again, now our work has just begun on the final phase of that is where we respect and value and protect all life, whether it's old or whether it's preborn. And so that will be another thing we work on. There's so many other things I could talk about, but I just wanted to encourage you in that there's a lot of signs things are starting to move in the right direction. There'll always be that evil remnant there pushing evil. That's not going anywhere. But if our side is strengthened and encouraged to stand, it makes a difference. Some of the other things I've just jotted down, they're losing the Hispanic and Black voters. The polls are showing they're leaving. They're realizing this whole thing the Democrats are pushing is a lie. They're not for minorities. They hate minorities. That's why they put all the abortion clinics in their neighborhoods and fund them tremendously. And that's why they just do what they do. Open border. A lot of the people coming across are going to be more prone to vote Republican. They really are because they want to be here. And again, it's not good what's happening, but they want to be here so they can have opportunities. And a lot of them will end up being conservative voters because they are coming from countries where life is still valued. No country pushes abortion like America. They're coming from countries that still respect God and His commandments and things. So there's evil people coming across, but many of them, I think, will end up eventually stacking on our side as well. Disney, all the evil they've been exposed for doing. Their stock is down almost 50%. I hope they go out of business. Don't you ever buy anything from Disney again. Don't you ever go to Disney World or Disneyland and tell everyone you know. If you do that, you're supporting death. You're supporting destruction of our own children. And we have to say no to them. They've cracked down on speech and they've tried to censor things the best they could. And lots of alternatives are popping up now. Truth Social and Twitter might be going where you can have free speech on there with Elon Musk, and on it goes. It's a great time that we're in this battle. It's not going away. But as we act more instead of complain, as we pray more instead of worry, I just think good things are happening. And I wanted to encourage you with that, because I know we need some encouragement sometimes. But as I was looking over all those issues that were evil things, I saw, you know what? Wait a minute, Bo, it's backfiring. It's turning on them. And I'm so thankful that it is. It really seems like our side finally has a remnant that really is seeing through the lies and what's really going on. And that's a gift that God has given us, to have discernment, to be able to tell, no, this is right and this is wrong. And we need to keep praying for that, keep acting, keep preparing, because I think we still have a rough road ahead. And I think before November, major things are going to happen. They're just going to, because they're not going to lay down and move aside for a red wave to happen in November. They've got to do things to stop that. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to do something. Thank you so much for being there, and I appreciate you. Please share this with everyone you know that might be interested. Our Bible verse for this week is from Psalm 27, verse 14. Here it is. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's what we need to do. God, help strengthen us, help give us the courage, help us be able to do what we've been put on this earth to do, which is stand for the truth. But I appreciate you being there. Those that are in the San Jose, California area, I'm going to be speaking on July 9th and 10th at Calvary Chapel there in San Jose. Information is below on how to reserve a spot and things like that. And those that are in North Dakota, I'll be in Bismarck at Capitol Heights Baptist Church on July 16th and 17th, and we have the details below about that as well. But thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful July 4th, and until next week, God bless you.